Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Excited for this weather. Got some rain this week and some sunshine today. Can't get much better than that. So we're going to start off with a few announcements today. As you look in your bulletin, there is a help needed sign there, which we always do for everything. But this one is especially for the live stream, and the video sound system, stuff like that back there. If you guys feel like you would want to help, but you have no idea what you're doing back there, they can teach you. So they got people that know what they're doing. It looks like a lot back there, but it's pretty simple once you get into it. And I know you're like, oh, you're sort of young. You can figure that out easier than I can. But it's really just turn the knob a little bit. It's fine. So help back there. Watch the video, making sure everything's going back there. That would be sweet if we could get a couple more volunteers. And you wouldn't have to do it every single week. So just need a few more people to get into rotation so we can get that going. And then also there's a VBS staff meeting on May 15th. So 10 days from now, on Wednesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. So if you're wanting to do that, if you want to get your book before then, if you're like leading a group or whatnot, come talk to me. I've got them all laid out. We can get your book for snacks or whatever you're doing. So we also have the registrations out on the table in the foyer, so if you haven't registered yet, go ahead and fill that out, get that done, mark your calendars for that. That would be awesome. There's a few bigger needs that we need for help for VBS, some things that take a little more preparation than just showing up and dealing with kids. I say there's always preparations for VBS, and most of it's mental preparation. So this one will take a lot more as far as kitchen help. We need a kitchen leader to be able to head that all up. If you guys are willing to do that, we've had a lot of great people do it in the past. Heidi did a wonderful job last year, but that was her last hurrah. So you don't have to measure up to Heidi. Like, it's okay. That was just her last hurrah, she said. So, no, it's good opportunity to serve there. So get that. And then also your shirts. We need to get your shirt sizes in. I'm going to be ordering them this week. So if you don't get them in, you don't get a shirt, and you just get to show up to help. So also the short-term missions funding, those applications, deals to fill out are due by today. And if you could get those in, that would be awesome. Then also today is the start of our plus one guidance deal in Huron for filling the baby bottles with change and stuff. And then you'll bring those back on Father's Day to bring that in. And I think you guys have a bulletin insert for all the details on that. And then also you can see all the camps for Byron Bible Camp as far as that goes. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 100. And it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Please stand as we sing together hymn number 8. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Hymn number 8, or look upon the screen. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Oh, ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the shelters thee under his wings, yea, so
gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been planted in what he ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly for
one another, if you would, this morning.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you again to our worship service. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. I do, in looking around, I do happen to see Kirvin standing in the foyer, or in the fellowship hall, but Kirvin and Jane Vanderway are here with us, and we welcome them back. They left a while ago, but it's nice to see that they know how to find their way back here, so... Jane used to be the church secretary, and so we appreciate the ministry that she, especially the organization, as we continue on with that, as April has continued on. It's really nice to have consistency over the years. A couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. One is for Millie Rogers, anticipating this Tuesday. She'll be having heart valve replacement surgery in Sioux Falls, and so we will be praying for a couple other appointments as well as travel and the surgery on Tuesday. And then also for, personally, my son Josh and my father-in-law Bob should be, Lord willing, coming up on Monday. Bob is making his transition to his summer home, and so we'll be grateful to have him. But we do ask for prayer for travel mercies, especially for... Grandpa riding with his grandson. That could always be an adventure. So, any other prayer requests or praises for today? Definitely praise for the sunshine, but also the reminder that some other areas got a lot worse weather than we did, and so praying for those in Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, But yes, there's a significant portion of the Midwest would like to dry out a bit. But, Ernie.
My oldest brother, Kelvin, had open heart surgery in 2002 and that went very well.
That is awesome because a couple week month ago or so he was scheduled and that didn't work out. So. So it's good that surgery was able to go and he's healing, and that is wonderful. Okay, very good. So we'll be continuing to pray for Ernie's brother Kelvin, and had open heart surgery and is doing well. Lord willing, will be dismissed tomorrow. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So June has been dealing with back issues and scheduled for this week, Tuesday, correct? Tuesday, to have an injection, and that will be done in Mitchell, if I understand. Okay. So we'll be praying for Tuesday. A couple of different procedures on Tuesday for you and for Millie. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi. That is a huge praise. We've been praying for Dalton Hinman recently, but also over the years with some of his heart issues, and it's good to see both medical as well as God's hand healing his body. And so we'll continue to pray for Dalton Hinman. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you as we have sung our first hymn, that you do watch out over us, that you are sovereign, you reign and rule over all the world. Sometimes when we look around, it we may question, but we do know you have a plan. You're still seated on the throne. No one has removed you, and that you are all powerful. Therefore, you are able to move events in ways that we can not perceive, for an end goal that you have. Father, we read the end of the Bible and we know that there is victory, that evil is vanquished, that death will be no more. But as we live in this world, there is struggles that we face, there's challenges, there are trials. You have promised that you will walk with us through those. And as we look outside, we praise you for the sunshine, for the warmer weather, for a breeze, so that as the land dries, then our families can get back in the fields. We just pray that you would continue to protect all our farm and ranchers that are trying to get outside, the work that they have been called to do, that you would, in your timing, have that be accomplished. We pray for safety for the long hours that get put in this time of year. We also pray for each one that has come today. We've lifted up several requests. We pray for Millie Rogers as she is anticipating a procedure on Tuesday. We pray for the doctors for safety in her travels, but also your healing hand in this valve replacement. We pray that all goes well and you will bring a quality of life back for her and that healing. We also pray for June, as she has her injection for her back, we pray that you would use that injection to help relieve and alleviate some of the back pain she's been dealing with. We continue to pray for your healing for her. We are grateful to see a praise as Dalton Hinman has come through the procedures he has gone through and to seeing his love of life and his energy. We pray continually for him. We also are grateful for Ernie's brother Kelvin and the surgery he was able to have, that you resolve these blood clot issues. We pray that you would bring healing in the days ahead and weeks ahead. Help him as he transitions from being in the hospital and would not take a step backward, but continue to move forward. And we just pray for his quality of life as well. Father, we pray for travel mercies in this time of year with graduations and all the different events. I also think of my own son and father-in-law as they, Lord willing, will come back tomorrow, that you would give them safety in their travels. We thank you that this time of year, there's all sorts of opportunities we have to be salt and light, and I pray for our VBS as we look for volunteers, but also as we anticipate ministering to the students in our community. We pray for both the volunteers and our students that our hearts would be prepared. Pray for Pastor Abe, and as he guides and directs us, that you give him wisdom. We pray also for Pastor Abe and Diana as they head this afternoon to Iowa to help celebrate his brother's graduation. We pray that they would have a great time connecting with family and bring them back safely. Father, we also think of all the summer ministry opportunities for our youth group with the missions trip, for the opportunity to be salt and light in Colorado with the VBS. We also pray for Sunshine and their anticipated mission trip to Puerto Rico. All those that will be going will be used by you, as well as be open to your leading in their lives. Father, we are grateful for the ministries around the world. We pray for the Weens family that we've prayed for last month. We pray for James Romano. We're grateful for the ministry that they've had in Italy as wrapping up one set of evangelistic crusades, and as they anticipate many more through the summer. Father, as we look around the world, there is much chaos, and we are grateful that you have called us to a mission greater than ourselves. Help us as we participate around the world, but also in our community, to be your witnesses. Father, as we receive the offering from your people, we are grateful for the blessings in our lives. And that is a reminder, as we give back a portion of what you've given us, that you would use these offerings for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
please stand once again as we sing together hymn number 3. And your hymnals are up on the screen. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Hymn 364, My Jesus, I Love Thee.
Of sin. Christ is now in mansions of glory and endless delight. I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing
seated.